garden.
More than 10 students are gathering in a classroom on the University at Buffalo South Campus at the Hayes Hall Annex. They'll be there through mid-August for this academic camp. They're learning about transformation of the visual landscape.
In many of the East Side neighborhoods, the visual landscape is harmful in the sense that it depicts an image of decay, deterioration, neglect, and a sense of hopelessness, that is, that you can do nothing about it.
Dr. Henry Lewis Taylor, Jr. is director of UB's Urban Studies program. He says the academic camp is an outgrowth of a program he conducts called the Community as a Classroom Project at Futures Academy in Buffalo.
Many of the kids do poorly academically because they see no linkages and connections between the things that they learn in the classroom and the realities that unfold in their neighborhoods and communities.
Dr. Taylor is currently working with the King Urban Life Center on examining areas on transforming vacant lots and abandoned homes around MLK Park for a better environment. The students' summer classroom work on designing new streetscapes will be incorporated into a larger future plan.
So in this way, we're teaching the kids that you can utilize your classroom knowledge and skills in order to improve and make the conditions in your neighborhood better.
If you need to come up and look, come up and look.
A graphic is placed up on a classroom whiteboard showing a neighborhood with some homes, streets, and cars.
What do you see on the road?
Cars.
Camden Miller is a UB student in urban and regional planning. She was leading the classroom in this exercise of developing a streetscape.
It's really interesting teaching urban planning because you've got kids that see all these issues in their neighborhood in their day-to-day lives. And so when you're able to kind of open their eyes to them, they're really able to easily learn because they experience and interact with their neighborhood and these issues every day. And so by relating it to where they live and relating it to the city of Buffalo, we're able to really get across to them what these issues are.
We're learning about placemaking and how to make communities better.
This is the second summer that student Elisa McCarley is attending the summer camp. She likes the focus on improving a poor neighborhood for those who live there.
So we're thinking about adding more stores, more restaurants, more public schools, different architectures in the houses and colors.
What have you learned here so far?
About the social issues.
Student Daquan Carmichael was also working with McCarley on difficult issues that create a harsh life for low-income residents.
About no grocery stores, no foods, and no vegetables.
This classroom exercise on streetscapes emphasized the use of critical thinking for students.
You know, it's easy to see that a neighborhood has litter when we walk outside with them, or that a neighborhood has vacant lots. But it's a lot harder to get across sometimes why there's that litter. It's not just one person throwing out trash.
Dr. Taylor noted he's working to create critical consciousness for students.
So we want them to understand that the people who live in these neighborhoods did not recreate these neighborhoods so that they look like that, but they were done by public policies, choices, and decisions that other people made. Now, we think this is hugely important because if public policies, choices, and decisions made these conditions this way, then it means that public policies, choices, and decisions can make them look another way.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.